for me, the Children's Museum became real, not when we gave it its name, but when you created what I think to this day is the most incredibly amazing and wonderful logo. Because to me, the Children's Museum logo represents all my hopes and dreams for the museum. It's smart, it's beautiful, every individual character has meaning and works separately, but together I think that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Can you talk about that logo?
It went through a bunch of iterations, but I really chose four, because those are our initials, LICM, to me, what are iconic images of Long Island, of childhood learning, of childhood experience. The L is made out of children's building blocks. A simple enough figure, but it's a vertical block and a horizontal block. The standard Froebel maple wooden building blocks, except it got kind of orangey in this iteration. The I, obviously, is a lighthouse, but it had a lot of options of being different lighthouses and became the Fire Island Lighthouse. The C is a moon, which to me is a symbol of mystery, of imagination, of wondering what's going on in the night sky, of dreams and nightmares and all kinds of things. So the C ended up in there as a quarter moon. And the M is a Caslon M, which seemed to me signified a significant part of learning, which is reading and identifying interesting-looking type fonts, and design is as much a part of reading as the words are. It's the kind of letter that you see carved into the stone facades of Roman buildings and the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and it said museum to me.
Why don't you describe what you did with the logo that's outside?
The L stands there as an L made out of blocks. The I, the top of the lighthouse, does light up. I wanted a rotating beam on top of it, but that didn't come to pass. The sea, the moon, I wanted a piece of plexiglass in there which became opaque during the day and transparent at night, but that material isn't made so it'll stand up outdoors, so it is set in a black box. The M is a striated letter M, which, when you look at it from one angle, is that Caslon M, but because of the way it's placed on triangular blocks, when you look at it from another angle, it's a child's handwriting M. Equally as much fun for me was our first newsletter.
You let me have my way with the brown paper bag cover.
Which was a brilliant idea. I mean, we really wanted to do some interesting, provocative things, and rather than print it on pristine white paper, we printed it on brown paper bags.
I think what we wanted to do was to say to people, give us your money and it will be well spent. We are really, really creative and we don't need to have a lot of money. We can make do with a little bit of money and we can do great things. So please believe in us. I think we really wanted to get that across.